Message number 1188. Do not trouble your hearts, argue over me or try to outwit me, for this would not serve any purpose. Saturday, August 9, 2014 at 1743. My dearly beloved daughter, as the storms rage and as peace erupts, know that the time is getting close for my intervention to strike. Man will see disarray wherever he looks, and some will say that the time is soon. Until you see wars breaking out in different parts of the world, and when new doctrines are massed and scattered amongst the spiritually starved, who will be the first to grasp them like bees to the honey, only then can you be sure of the great changes which will precipitate the second coming. The clouds will gather before the storms, and the storms will rage before the final thunderbolt is hurled from the skies. The signs are becoming clearer for those with eyes who can see, but for the rest they will simply believe that there is little justice in the world, upheavals just like before, just as there have always been. But know that the prophecies foretold will occur, and that they will be witnessed by many before the great day. Do not trouble your hearts, argue over me or try to outwit me, for this would not serve any purpose other than to cause fear to fester within your hearts. It troubles me to witness division in the world. It pains me to see the wickedness which leads to the killing of innocents and the suffering inflicted upon the weak. It pains me to see so many in darkness who cry tears of sorrow, for they do not believe in a future. They have no belief in my promise to reclaim my kingdom and to bring glory to mankind. Oh, how this grieves me, and how I long to bring those souls the comfort of my love and the peace I desire to bring into the core of their souls. When the disruption which afflicts the world grows in its intensity, you must put down all your arms and lay down every defensive deed you place before me in order to protect yourselves, and then call out to me in this prayer. Crusade Prayer 163, Rescue me from persecution. O Jesus, preserve me from the pain of persecution in your name. Endear me to your heart. Rid me of pride, greed, malice, ego, and hatred in my soul. Help me to truly surrender to your mercy. Take my fears away. Help me to unburden my pain and take all persecution away from me, so that I can follow you like a little child in the knowledge that all things are within your control. Free me from the hatred shown by all those who proclaim to be yours but who really deny you. Let not their cutting tongues scourge me or their evil acts divert me from the path of truth. Help me to focus only on your kingdom to come, and to persevere with dignity against any insults which I may endure on your behalf. Bring me peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Amen. Please remain calm as the storms gather momentum, for if you do not trust in me completely, you will falter, and your pain as you witness evil masquerading as good will become unbearable. Trust in me. Never deviate from my teachings, and pray with the abandonment of your soul free of malice that is expected of you as a follower of mine. When you do, you will be set free, and nothing will trouble you again. Your Jesus.